midday with the latest BBC News. I'm Phil Towers. Three more people have been arrested on suspicion of the murder of a dad of two from Keighley. 35-year-old Suhail Chowdhury died in hospital 3 days after he was found injured in Flasby Street in what police called a targeted attack 2 weeks ago. The men, aged 23, 26 and 27, are being held in police custody while searches of three properties in the town continue. The Liberal Democrats have given their support to the government's considerations to bring legislation to remove Andrew Mountbatten-Windsor from the line of succession. He's currently eighth in line to the throne. Andrew has previously had his title stripped from him by the King. Any legislation would only be brought in after the police investigation into allegations of misconduct in public office ends. He's denied any wrongdoing. But Graham Zelick, who's a professor of law at the University of London, says Downing Street should have acted quicker.
The government has actually done nothing. It's all been left to the King to remove his titles and so forth. They wouldn't even provide legislative support to remove his peerages. Technically, you know, he's still the Duke of York. The King did what he could, but the government refused to lend any parliamentary support.
Members of the Ukrainian community and local people are gathering in Keighley this lunchtime to mark the fourth anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The service for peace is taking place at St. Andrew's Church. Ola Jadietska arrived in Oxenhope with her twin daughters back when the conflict first began.
People hardly ever heard much about this distant country somewhere in the Eastern Europe, and they opened their hearts to us, and it was so heartwarming, and it was really healing. It really helped us to survive this difficult period.
Bradford planners have refused permission for a restaurant to open at the building outside which PC Sharon Beshinivsky was shot dead in 2005. The former travel agents on Morley Street has since become derelicts, with the applicant saying it carried a stain because of its links with what happened. New signage for Fat Spuds had already been put up, but the owners have been told it has to come down as it's not in keeping with the area. Now, the demolition of the Riding shopping centre in Wakefield could cause a drop in visitors to the town. That's according to the man who was behind its construction. Peter Spofforth was Wakefield Council's chief planning officer and masterminded the project in 1983, but he says the town may struggle without it.
It will be tremendously missed if it's pulled down. The worst thing of all is if it's pulled down, the dereliction it's going to cause, because it's going to turn more people away from Wakefield. I mean, the Ridings might not be full of shops at the moment, but there's somewhere to go. You know, it's still trades.
In football, Leeds are away to Aston Villa this afternoon and could move 9 points clear of the relegation zone if other results go their way. They've only lost twice across all competitions since November. There is full commentary coming up in West Yorkshire Sports from 2 o'clock. Finally, the weather, a mix of cloud and some bright spells, and staying dry for now before some rain comes in later tonight. Temperatures this afternoon will reach around 12 degrees Celsius. That is the BBC News, just coming up to 3 minutes past 12.